If you've ever had the kind of magical healing session where your intuition is loud and clear, everything you're doing is landing with your client, the energy is streaming through, the energy is holding both of you beautifully, you know, like completely deep in your bones, and so does your client, that they emerge from this healing session a changed person. You know that you have shifted some blocks, that you have created some core transformation in them that is going to absolutely blossom and make a whole new reality possible in their lives. If you've had that kind of session and then been high as hell from it, completely buzzing, completely feeling confirmed, like everything is real. Like, this is absolutely your purpose. This is what you're made for. This is why you have so much sensitivity, why you have so much intensity, why you have so much passion, why you are here on earth. And then you crash and you crave carbs and you get irritable and you find yourself numb scrolling. This episode's for you. This is the Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brewer, and today we are talking all about this connected, disconnected roller coaster some of the most powerful healers can be on. So let's face it, when you have a session where it really lands, one comes to mind for me, okay? I had an NHL player come to see me in my office. And at first I knew I was a hockey player and I'm working in his energy. And the only things coming to mind are feeling the patterns, the energetic patterns, but I feel like I have to translate it into hockey terms, which works out well because I've played ringette my whole life. Ringette is a sport very close to hockey. But then when he signs, tells me his name, I recognize his name and I freak out. I go for a run after him. Totally on a high. And it gives me this sense of like, yeah, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm here to do. All my skills, all my sensitivity, all my life has led to this moment. And I've had that session so many times. So this was a quote unquote celebrity encounter, but the most frequent one is really having a client come in, maybe because of some burnout, and we get down into the root cause of what makes them feel alive, what makes them feel like they're burning out, where every intuition lands, they're open. And I know it's the most beautiful work in the world. There's these moments where your intuition's feeding you things that you just cannot know, and you say them out loud and it's confirmed. It really is. It really feels magical, and it really does feel like you're suddenly on a different plane of existence. And when that happens, there is often an energetic fallout after. And this is what I want to talk about. I don't want to make it into a problem, because one of the core questions in when people learn Reiki is like, how do I protect myself from the other person's energy? Or how do I stop myself from being drained or collapsed there? After. Usually the thinking behind that is that your clients have stolen your energy. But I believe that in 98% of the cases, that is actually not what is happening. In this case, where you have such a session where it really lands, I believe that it's like the perfect context for all of who you are to really show up to be present. In daily life, we're not usually presented with people very open to healing. The conversations we can have are therefore restricted. The field between you and other people is a little bit more narrow, streamlined, more structured, more day-to-day. And then in a healing session, that field opens up. And then we bring in Reiki, and we bring in this loving energy, and it opens up even more. And a lot of us crave that level of depth. We feel like life is supposed to be operating on that frequency. And I am one of those people, okay? And so when that happens, it's like all of these places we've been restricted go away, and we get to fire on all cylinders. All our circuits are getting to show up. And what happens is this is often a moment where we surpass our usual circuitry. And that in itself is an upgrade and a tiring situation. A lot of us on the healer's path, we want to live on that level of frequency all the time. And I believe it is entirely possible, and it's important work. I believe that we are collectively as healers working to reclaim our energetic circuitry, our nervous system circuitry, so that we can operate at that level of love and depth more frequently. But in one of those sessions where it really lands, we actually have expanded the circuitry. We have animated the circuitry. We've run energy through circuitry that was there but had been laying dormant. And an integration period after is required. A stabilization is required, because there are reasons we don't operate at that level of connection in the day-to-day. We have been shown and told and energetically received the feedback time and time again that we are too much in our sensitivity. Now, is this true? Not at freaking all, okay? That quote unquote too muchness is what makes you a brilliant healer, what makes you an innovator, what makes you a leader in the energetic reality we are creating together. However, other people around you with less circuitry, less capacity to feel, less capacity to show up in the fullest, rawest, truest expression of their humanity, their circuitry simply gets triggered by yours. And so you feel like you're too much. You feel like you need to tone it down. You feel like you're wrong, like you're shamed. And so what does the nervous system do to protect you? Because we deeply need each other. It shuts you down. So the very moment of opening up everything that's available, including all your intuition, all of the information that is really, truly available at every moment, it ends up being the very thing that shuts you down later, because that feels unsafe. Now, this is another block we're going to be talking about in episode 4. They are all intertwined. But for today, I want to pause it. I want to offer as an idea that every moment is actually an opportunity to practice this resilience and the strength of your system. So after a magical healing session, do give yourself rest. Celebrate the rest. Celebrate the integration. Celebrate the moment of your gifts landing so deeply, and signal to yourself that it is safe to operate at that level. So that might look like a nap. It might look like a long bath. It might look like canceling some plans. It might look like asking for a back scratch. It might look like a long walk outdoors. It might look like plugging this podcast in your ears as you walk outside and letting yourself be held by the fields of other healers, other people walking this path, and doing one specific thing. Do not fall into the trap of asking, was this real or not? We all go there. It was. And you created the circumstances and the situation where that level of reality was possible. In your other day-to-day life and your other relationships, it's not any less real. Okay? But different people are differently available. And I'm going to call it this extra layer of reality, this subtle layer of reality that is here at all times, but most people haven't developed a capacity to walk with it. So, time to stop asking that question entirely. Instead, I invite you to ask the question, how safe can I feel even as I become a channel for all this subtle energy? How anchored can I be in myself? How rooted can I be so that whatever happens externally, whatever field I share with another person, doesn't shake my identity, doesn't shake my purpose, doesn't shake what I've come here to do. And so every trigger gets to become a moment where you return to yourself, you hold yourself, you let yourself be held by the earth, and you grow your capacity to stream more through you, to let more go through you, not to hold on, not to keep any blocks, because over time, that is what builds your capacity to operate at that new level without shutting down. Over time, that's what develops that capacity to bring a little bit more magic into the relationships that you already have. A little bit more of the subtle, a little bit more. How can I root? How can I ground? How can I hold myself through this? And in that way, you develop a steadiness. You develop a groundedness. You develop an anchoring that other people can find to develop their own sensitivity, because everybody is sensitive, to develop their own knowing of themselves, their own capacity to process and stream the love that is them. Now, there's a whole other angle, a whole other truth I want to bring here as well. Something that happened to me was about 5 years into my career as an energy healer. I had started teaching, and the universe gave me this perfect example, experience to start teaching these dynamics in my classes. And the dynamics that would come up all the time were, how come with one person I feel a lot and the next person I don't? And it has something to do with this capacity for the energetic system to run energy through it. And you might be available for it, but it kind of wakes up when the person that you're working with also has it. So the universe sent me something so that I could explain in a story format that it's not you that's broken when it's inconsistent between one client to the next. Yes, you have your capacity to build. You have your availability to build. You have to learn not to shut down when it's either really big, the energy that's moving through you, or when the person you're working with isn't receiving so much. So the story is this. I had two clients booked back to back. This is back when I opened my schedule. I allowed people to schedule when they wanted. And these were both new clients to me. I'd never spoken to. I didn't know anything about them. And one was booked earlier than usual for some reason, 8 a.m. And the next was at 9 a.m. And this is much earlier than I would typically schedule my sessions. I would start usually at around 10. And the night before, this is around when I was about 28, I'd been out with some friends and I'd had a glass of wine and I went to bed a bit later than usual. This is around the time when I was really starting to question, do I want to keep drinking alcohol? What is the relationship between drinking alcohol and my work as an energy healer? I had reduced it already, but that night, this happened. So in the morning, I wake up, I welcome this new client in. They're not very forthcoming with information. Okay, fine, no problem. And we start the session. They lie down on the table and I don't feel a single thing. I try to connect to the energy. I try to let the energy stream through me. It doesn't. I can't do it. It's not coming through me somehow. I try my different tricks that I have at the time and really nothing. So this is an hour-long session. I start internally really freaking out. The self-doubt starts getting loud. It starts saying things like, oh, see, you're such a fraud for drinking. It's probably the alcohol. Why can't you control yourself? Why are you so such a fraud? You have zero integrity. You should definitely reimburse this person. And not only that, what you should do right now is you should sort of pause this session so that you can hide in the other room and call the person after this one. Tell them not to come because you are broken. You are fraud. You are wrong. You're going to keep trying all your tricks, but make sure you don't accept money for this at the end. I somehow get through it. I keep trying my tricks. I can't find the energy. Energy just is non-existent. Then I do what I always do at the end of the session. I say, okay, how was your experience? I let my client speak first because it's important to me that my client's reality leads the way and not what I felt and so my reality. And they say, I didn't feel a thing. I take a beat, ready to be like, yeah, I'm going to give you your money back. I didn't feel anything either. And then they tell me, and to this day, I'm like flabbergasted and amazed, but I do understand why they would do this. They said, I'm very pleased. I came here to test if I could close off my energy because I've been under some psychic attacks and I have been learning, I've been training how to make my energy into a fortress. And if I had that client now, I think I would laugh and I would tell them, wow, you did such an amazing job. You could really be proud of yourself. I couldn't feel a thing. I couldn't find any entry points. I tried. What actually happened, I think back then, I was like, okay, all right, get out of here. I got another client. And after, I wish I'd asked more questions. They were very pleased. They were very pleased with my inability to find anywhere to bring in this loving energy. Next client comes in. The energy is so chatty. The energy is completely open. There's information everywhere. The whole time I'm doing the Reiki, I'm hearing her energy chat, 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 tell me things, tell me all sorts of things. And at the end, I share those with her and they all land and it's all true. One of the most fluid and chatty sessions. It wasn't one of my most masterful sessions, mind you. It wasn't one of my sessions where I really helped the person heal with my skills. But yeah, I share this with you so that two things. One, the inconsistency you feel is really more of a capacity issue. And there is the capacity of allowing the energy to stream through. And then there's the capacity to guide and to work with what you feel and trust what you feel no matter what. And two is that it's not all up to you. Your job is to be available for the energy and then to work with the person in front of you, to work with who is there and what they want and what their intentions are. So there's a whole other level of reality or possible for you. First of all, I want to let you know, like, you are not too much. You are exactly the right amount of sensitive. You are a beautiful, powerful healer. And it's time to upgrade your circuits so that your own power doesn't blow you out. There's a reason sometimes we feel afraid of our power, and this is one of them. And then there's also skill and refinement in actually working with people so that you're not so much at the mercy of what the connection is doing in the other. Now, if this resonated, if this felt true, I invite you to put your hand on your heart. Take a deep breath in, deep breath out. The next out exhale, make a little sound with your voice. I'm not too much. I'm not too powerful. I'm ready to meet my own power. I'm ready to meet my own capacity. I'm ready to meet my own love. From here on out, I choose to let every moment grow me. I choose to let every trigger grow my capacity. I choose to let every moment of too muchness anchor me so I can hold more and more healing and being a stronger, more anchored, calm and loving healing presence in the world. This has been the Healer's Journey. I'll see you in the next episode. Music by Lana Chakra.